Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Tell me, what is the Michigan Citizen Action and the Fan Freedom Project?
Well, Michigan Citizen Action is a progressive citizens lobby that champions consumer issues right here in Michigan. And we recently partnered up with the Fan Freedom Project, which is also a consumer organization that is looking to ensure that fans, when they purchase tickets, they rightfully are the owners of those tickets.
Well, you released a consumer action alert warning fans about restrictive ticketing practices that take effect for April 12th's Bruce Springsteen concert at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Tell us about this.
We did. On Friday, we partnered with the Fan Freedom Project to make consumers aware that, you know, how tickets are handled are changing. And with this concert as an example, certain seats are now restricted. And if you purchased a ticket or a series of tickets in those restricted areas, you would no longer be issued a paper ticket. Instead, your credit card would be required to have access into the venue. And since this is fairly new in Michigan, we wanted to make sure that people were aware of this change, so that if they purchased a ticket to the Springsteen show as a gift, or if they purchased a block of tickets and they were expecting other friends or family members to join them, that they know what's going to happen when they arrive ahead of time, so that they have a fulfilling, you know, concert experience.
So whoever bought the tickets, that credit card has to be made available, and everyone who's sitting in those seats need to be together.
That's correct. Not only does the credit card have to be available, photo ID needs to be available. So if I purchase a ticket, I couldn't give my credit card and the ticket to somebody. I have to physically be present with my photo ID and my credit card to then gift that ticket to, you know, a family member or a friend. Also, if my plan suddenly were to change and I could no longer go to the show, it would prohibit me from giving the tickets to somebody that then could go to the show.
Why is this being done?
I think what we're seeing is more and more artists and sports venues are trying to control, you know, how consumers manage their tickets. And, you know, I really couldn't speak to what's driving Ticketmaster or these artists to hop on this bandwagon. But what we believe, just like Fan Freedom does, is a consumer who purchased a ticket is the rightful owner of that ticket. And so, because things are changing, we wanted to make sure that on Friday people are aware before they purchase Springsteen tickets for Saturday morning that they knew about these changes. And we'll continue to kind of raise some awareness just so people have, like I said, a good experience when they go to a show.
Well, it sounds like a pain in the backside, especially a lot of folks have tickets bought to them from people all over the world. And if it seems like that's going to be a real challenge. But I guess if you want to control ticket scalping, you make sure that if you do use a credit card, that you make sure you have it and you're there.
That's right. So because the game's changing here, we just, again, wanted to make sure that people were aware of these new restrictions and what to expect when they go to a show that has restricted ticketing.
I haven't heard much about this except from your organization. Is this something that they need to work on publicizing more?
I would say so. It's been happening in other states. It's happened on a very limited basis in Michigan. I know AC/DC recently utilized some restricted ticketing, as did Miley Cyrus. But I think overall, most people aren't aware of it. I, you know, talked to friends and family members over the weekend, and people were shocked that this is kind of the new wave of receiving a ticket if you go to a venue.
You mentioned that the Fan Freedom Project believe that the fans who own the tickets that they buy should say who uses them. I wonder if this is going to cause some legal ramifications.
I don't know. I know that there's, you know, been some discussion at the legislature about creating some public policy around this issue, but right now nothing's moved. And so Michigan Citizen Action will continue to follow those discussions to see if, you know, actual legislation is drafted and goes through the process. But in the meantime, all we can do is to, you know, raise the public's awareness of this and make sure that consumers are protected when they purchase a ticket and understand the new rules.
Aaron, if more people want more information, where can they go?
They can go to our website or they can give me a call. My phone number is 269-349-9170. And they can also go to the Fan Freedom Project's website. Right now, Fan Freedom has some great tips for buying tickets and what to expect at those types of venues with restricted ticketing.
Thanks so much, Erin.
Thank you.